For a long time, Indigenous leaders and health professionals have thought that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders who maintain a strong connection with their land and their culture are generally healthier, but they've not been able to prove it. Now, the Australian National University has launched a study tracking the health and well-being of Indigenous adults. The researchers hope the findings could be used one day to help craft health policies to suit the needs of Indigenous people. Rachel Mealy reports.
The ANU has named the study My Kuai, which means to follow people for a long time. It'll look at how Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander well-being is linked to factors like a person's connection to their land, their cultural practices, and their spirituality. Professor Ray Lovett is the lead researcher. He says health statistics about Indigenous people have only told half the story.
So we have quite a bit of data just on health, including health conditions, so things like cardiovascular disease, smoking rate, you know, lots of the statistics we hear often in the media. But what we don't have is the information on cultural knowledge, cultural participation, and questions around identity and what a strong identity looks like.
Professor Lovett says an understanding of how Indigenous people are involved in their culture will help health providers understand what's important for the health and well-being of Aboriginal people.
You know, people from all walks of life, whether you're Aboriginal or not, come from a culture, and we need to be able to understand how that relates and impacts on health and well-being as well.
Indigenous people from around the country will be invited to complete the study on paper, online, or over the phone. The researchers hope to have baseline data from the survey available by the middle of next year.
So we know from our pilot studies, but we also know from some other small-scale studies that things like going out on country or language speaking and revitalisation does have impacts on well-being.
Professor Lovett says the study is aiming to influence health policy around Australia by learning what aspects of culture make a positive difference.
So we'll be able to measure, you know, what impact, you know, cultural participation has on reducing, you know, health conditions over that time. But also we are asking about what programs people participate in. And so we're able to mix those two things together to say how they work together to produce better outcomes.
And that's ANU Professor Ray Lovett, ending that report by Rachel Mealy.